Attorney requests the board retire to the BCC conference room for the attorney client session.
If we're going to have another shade meeting, it was never discussed in a shade meeting.
You weren't here. You don't know. You're ignorant. You're glib.
See,
come
that's
on.
The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no,
you
it does
make
not.
It looks like something out of Cuba or Russia or China. It's crazy.
Keep him out of the light. He hates bright light, especially sunlight. It'll kill him.
Reconvene the shade meeting back in the chambers.
Run to the light, baby. Mommy is in the light.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
All right, so continuing what we began yesterday, if you missed it yesterday, it's on the podcast page, but the shade meetings surrounding the Jeff Burgosh text case, the county, Escambia County, went after the PNJ Gannett, went after Jonathan Owens and Alex Arduino to get back the text messages that were taken. A copy of them was distributed to the public off of Jeff Burgosh's backed up cell phone. We've had this conversation a million times, and but you know, if you're just joining us or you're new to the county or whatever, I get you may not know. Shade meetings are held outside the sunshine, but then when the case ends, the transcripts taken down by a court reporter are available to the public, as we now have, and I am reading through them for you because they are amazing. And trust me when I say the last section is the most amazingest. So we'll get there eventually at 7 o'clock this morning. So like I said, the first three episodes are on the podcast page, News Radio 92.3, and we continue. This is still from the first meeting back in May, as a form had been filed to warn them that if they did not drop this frivolous lawsuit, the lawyers would be subject to penalties. It's a 57-105 form. And they were talking about that. Things changed a little bit after that. But okay, Commissioner May says, we're very clear, Jeff, you're good. Commissioner Burgosh, yep. Commissioner May, you're going to stop spending discretionary money. He had promised that he would compensate the county if the county loses and has to pay attorney's fees, which is what has happened now, $100,000 or so, that he would pay back the county out of the discretionary money, which is, of course, already county money. It's kind of a... He's compensating the county for the county's costs with the county's own money, so it's kind of a, you know, don't tell Peter what Paul's hand is doing, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, but that was the promise. His discretionary money would backstop it because he promised they would win the lawsuit, which they did not win. Well, I got one item tonight. Can I spend one item tonight? Burgosh says. Lumen May, one item tonight, and then you're going to, Burgosh, until June. I won't spend a nickel. Lumen. And then if we were to lose, you're going to end this in June, but your rollover in October will go to pay this. He's going to acquire another $50,000 in October because that's how it works. Every year they get another $50,000. Commissioner Burgosh, yeah. I'm willing to put that if we're sanctioned 57-105, yes, you have my word on it. Commissioner Mike Kohler, last word. I want Mike Kohler listened to both the attorneys and they recommended we get out of it. As in, Mike wants to be on the record that I took the advice of the attorneys. The attorneys all said, I think all three, I know two for sure, Kristen Huell and Steve West, I think Allison Rogers in this meeting also, said, don't do this. We're going to lose. Even though we think we have the right of it, the judge does not agree with us. We're likely to lose, and it's going to cost us money. Commissioner Kohler, last word. I want Mike Kohler to listen to both the attorneys, and they recommend we get out of it. Commissioner Burgosh, thanks, guys. Steve West, one of the attorneys. All right, I do have motions. If you want to make a motion, as in, when they come back from the meeting, they're supposed to have a vote about what was decided in the meeting. There's supposed to be a public component of the shade meeting where they at least announce we're proceeding with the lawsuit. We're not responding to, you know, that's what's supposed to happen. Now, that has only happened like one time that I know of. So they're already not doing the job properly of having these shade meetings and reporting on them for the public knows at least what the action was. What the shade is supposed to keep the discussions and the pros and cons and the legal arguments to themselves, but the decision is supposed to be public. But they're not doing that usually. Anyway, Commissioner Burgosh, we don't need to. Commissioner May, we're going on record. Hold on. We're going on record that Commissioner Burgosh is covering, like he's going to cover the fees. Commissioner Burgosh, it's on the transcript. We don't have to take any action out there, you know, like in front of the public. Ms. Steve West, thank you very much. Lumen May, thank you very much. And the hearing was concluded. So that was part one. Or parts one through three and a half. And now the second shade meeting. And again, just let me tell you, trust me, this is the even more amazing one. Thursday, August 1st. OK, so this is after right? The first hearing and after things have gone and they got to decide whether to continue on. Okay. Everybody's there in this meeting. You know, Mike Kohler, Lumen May, Jeff Bergosh, Wes Moreno, the county administrator, Stephen Berry, Allison Rogers, and Steve West, the two county attorneys. Apparently, Kristen Huell was not in this meeting. County Attorney Rogers. Okay. We will convene the shade session. As the usual reminder, there is a verbatim transcript being made of this proceeding. Please mind your P's and Q's. That's going to become super relevant at the end. Also, please remember that we have to keep our discussion streamlined to just the case at issue and not off on tangential issues so that we do not have any sunshine law issues. You're only allowed to talk about legal strategy behind closed doors. So I'm not even sure that the general discussion about whether they were wronged or what, like, I think there's a lot of stuff in this transcript that should have been sunshine that was not genuine shade. But, you know, that's a question for an ethics board, maybe. This is an update on a case, Allison continued, and a question for the board related to the Gannett Owens matter. Steve West is handling the case. I'm going to turn it over to him. She doesn't want anything to do with this case. She's many times that's been clear. Maybe it will be a quick meeting. We will see. Okay. Oh, a girl can dream. Assistant County Attorney West. Commissioner Bergosh requested this shade meeting, so that's why we are here. A commissioner doesn't get to call a shade meeting. The attorney calls the shade meeting. The statute actually says that. Attorneys call the shade meeting to get input from the board on making a decision. Commissioners don't get to call shade meetings. What in the what? I mean, that's super weird. I mean, honestly, that is a weird thing to be true, that Commissioner Bergosh is directing to have a shade meeting. Not what the statute says at all. Anyway, as you know, we are proceeding with the lawsuit against Jonathan Owens, Alex Arduini, and the Pensacola News Journal to recover some text messages that were stolen from Commissioner Bergosh's. Commissioner Bergosh, stolen from the county. Stolen from the county. Like, not from me, right? Stolen from, because the county having a possessory interest in having standing is a big issue here. Assistant County Attorney West. Yeah. Stolen from your phone while it was in the custody of the IT department. Commissioner Bergosh, yes. Steve West, there are currently three defendants and Commissioner Bergosh has discovered that there's now a fourth. I'm not going to go into this part because it doesn't really matter all that much. Another citizen had posted a thing on social media that was in the unredacted portion of the text file, apparently. And that's why they thought that maybe he actually had one. So they were going to add him to the lawsuit. OK, but I don't want to drag his name into all of this, even though it's in the transcript is in there. Commissioner Bergosh, so here is what I want to say. With all due respect, I did call the meeting because when we filed the suit, the only three that we knew, because they had admitted they had it or they had published that they had the stolen county files, were the News Journal, of course, and Jonathan Owens, who proudly proclaims he still has them and has read them and kept them when he left employment. And Alex Arduini has said he had them, but he walked that back. He didn't say that, I think. It's a misinterpretation of a social media comment. But when we had these discussions, you know, there are a number of people that do have it, and they couldn't be added because we didn't have definitive proof. But I was told if you get definitive proof that someone has it, bring it, and we can amend the complaint. So that's the reason. And then they go into this conversation about this other person having it. And so the question is, does he have it? County Attorney Allison Rogers. That is absolutely, I believe it is both of our opinions that it would. Commissioner Kohler. And, back up. But because the judge hasn't ruled, this is still Commissioner Bergosh talking, but because the judge hasn't ruled on the motion to dismiss, I agree with the attorneys that we probably need to wait until he makes his ruling and not pile on at this particular point. Like, don't add a person until you find out what the judge is going to do with the original three. County Attorney Rogers, this is absolutely, I believe, both of our opinions that it would. Commissioner Kohler. And the third opinion, also Kristen Huell, said not to get involved and drop it. So now you are the third one. So we now have three attorneys inside that have said stop. County Attorney Rogers, my fear is I don't want to pile on with the judge still has the other matter under advisement and has not issued an order. We will check the court's docket this morning. There's still no order from the judge for whatever reason. So my advice would be, Commissioner Kohler, we have no inkling why? Allison Rogers, no. Steve West, he just takes as long as he wants and there's really no way to gauge what he might do with that order. Commissioner Kohler, Jeff, I have a separate question if you don't mind. And, okay, what's that going to be? Commissioner Bergosh, and then they go into it, doesn't really matter, it's nothing. But then, let's see, but you know, at the end of the day, this is Commissioner Kohler. I mean, I don't know what we're going to end up with. I'm skipping a lot because I don't want to take up your time with stuff that doesn't matter. It's a long read. I mean, I don't know what we're going to end up with this. There's probably another 10 people who have your texts. Commissioner Bergosh, well, look, here's the thing. Commissioner Kohler, I don't know who has them, but I'm just saying, where do we go? Like, how do we get it all back? How do you get the genie back in the bottle? Commissioner Bergosh, you'll never put the toothpaste back in the tube. I understand that. Interesting concession. Because if you cannot get the toothpaste back in the tube, why are you seeking to get any of it? Why does it matter, right? The damage has been done. But those that have this is against the law. There's a Florida statute that says if you have the personal identification information of five or more citizens, it's a felony if you knowingly possess it and without authorization. So Commissioner May enters the meeting at 8:39 a.m. He is often late to things. I've said this multiple meetings, Bergosh says. These files were stolen from the county's HR department, and they have pictures of passports, of Wes, of medical information, of Allison. I got a feeling we'd be just as aggressive on that. Commissioner Kohler, that doesn't have any medical. Commissioner Bergosh, it has all kinds of medical information. Commissioner Kohler, this right here? And he points at something. Commissioner Bergosh, not right here, but if he has this, pointing at something else, I have to assume he has the complete file, because this is the question about the fourth person. Because this was never released. This was never released. Are we sure about that, Kohler asks. I'm positive about that, Bergosh answers. Kohler asks, we're sure it hasn't been released? I don't know. I'm asking a serious question. Allison Rogers, not that I'm aware of. Kohler, could Jacqueline Rogers have released it? Does she have it? Do we know if she had it? That's a good friend of mine, a dear friend who runs the Escambia Citizens Watch, and somebody who gets raked over the coals repeatedly by Commissioner Bergosh, and also is very critical of him, to be fair. Commissioner Bergosh, she's smart enough not to admit it, and I've been watching her like an eagle because I think she has it. I know Pam Childers has it. She has admitted that, but for reasons I don't understand, we don't add her to the complaint. She's admitted it publicly. There are witnesses that saw her admit it. Pam Childers says it, but we couldn't add her. I don't know that to be a fact, but okay, he says. Commissioner May, why couldn't we add her? Commissioner Bergosh, because they told me that. They said, no, we're not sure. We don't know. Commissioner Kohler, can we go through a timeline for a second? I like to work in a world of facts. I wrote this down today. I don't think your stuff would have been out there, but we never decided on. Commissioner May, hold on. Let me ask, who is they say? We couldn't add someone that you know has it? Commissioner Bergosh, Allison Rogers and Steve West said it would be inappropriate if we are not sure she has it. Allison Rogers, we are. Commissioner May, so what? There's a lot of crosstalk throughout this whole thing. So that's what the evidence and discovery will decide whether she has it. Commissioner Bergosh, damn right. Commissioner County Attorney Allison Rogers, correct. We haven't gotten to that point yet. We're waiting for the judge to rule on the pending motion that has already been heard. So for purposes of today's discussion, we need to pinpoint on this issue, which is whether or not the board wants to give us authorization to add another defendant, which is, and again, I'm not going to name him because he's not a public person, and they declined to prosecute. Because we have what is constructive admission here that he may be in possession of them, if that is how the board interprets this posting, which I don't disagree with Commissioner Bergosh. It certainly appears he is in possession of them, of a significant portion, at least probably of the text messages, as in not the pictures, not the passport images, all that kind of stuff. Commissioner Bergosh, that were not released, the non-public ones. Allison Rogers, correct. Our legal advice to you at this point is we have a pending motion. The judge has it under advisement for several weeks. I do not advise you to pile on by expanding the footprint of the lawsuit until we give the judge the opportunity to rule on what is already before him. That's my advice for purposes of today. Commissioner Kohler, I have a legal question from what he just said. Say this guy got it from a third party, but he doesn't have the text, because I think that's what happened. He doesn't have the full text. How would you know it happened, Commissioner Bergosh? John Singleton told me, and he meant John Singley, and they have a back and forth about this. That's the guy who runs Studio 850, who apparently told Commissioner Kohler that he doesn't think this guy actually has the text. How John would know, apparently, from talking to him. We're running with the shadows of the night. Do I stand in the shadow? My songs know what's shooting in the dark.
County attorney requests the board retire to the BCC conference room for the attorney-client session.
If we're going to have another shade meeting, it was never discussed in a shade meeting.
You weren't here. You don't know. You're ignorant. You're glib.
See,
come
that's
on.
The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no, it does not.
It looks like something out of Cuba or Russia or China. It's crazy.
Keep him out of the light. He hates bright light, especially sunlight. It'll kill him.
Reconvene the shade meeting back in the chambers.
Run to the light, baby. Mommy is in the light.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
Good morning, 7-Eleven here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola morning news, and continuing now what I expect will be our fifth and final installment of Shade Meeting Drama Theater. We're just reading the transcripts from the shade meeting surrounding the Jeff Bergosh text messages, Alex Arduini, PNJ lawsuit, and again, in case you're not familiar with it, the idea of a shade meeting is that when you don't want to discuss legal strategy out in public, you go in behind closed doors and the attorneys and, you know, you talk about these things and then you come to a decision. And what's supposed to happen, by the way, is you're supposed to then go out and make a vote in public. We're doing this. You don't have to give all your reasons and all your theories, but you're supposed to do a vote. The county commissioners have only ever so rarely been doing the vote, so they're not doing it right. Also, we learned last time we did this at 6 o'clock that Commissioner Burgosh is the one who called this shade meeting, the second one in August. And commissioners are not supposed to call shade meetings. It's the lawyer who's supposed to call a shade meeting. So they're only supposed to talk about legal strategy. They talked about much more than legal strategy. It's supposed to be called by the county attorney. It was called by the commissioner, as they said multiple times. So there's lots of, like, I would say semi-infractions of the statute, maybe serious infractions of the statute, but that's all just kind of passed. Here we go. So the issue at hand is the texts and what to do, and they're facing a failure because the judge has already denied their preliminary request to dismiss, and there's been this filing to shift the cost of the attorneys over onto the county for so that they'll have to pay, as they have now paid, $100,000-ish. This is kind of before the judge has issued the actual ruling where he's going to say they're going to lose. OK, but they're not sure about that yet. County Attorney Rogers. So there was a year-long FBI investigation. Mike Kohler, Commissioner Kohler. Right. Allison Rogers. That is true. I am 100% familiar with that. It did occur. Mike Kohler. That went over to the state attorney and they wouldn't take it. Allison Rogers. I was informed by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Commissioner May. Williams. I'm not sure who that is. County Attorney Rogers. Hold on, guys. I was informed by the U.S. Attorney's Office that the entirety of the FBI investigation has been turned over to Ginger Madden in the state attorney's office because of the federal interpretation that any violation of law is a state violation and not a federal violation. It's been with Mrs. Madden's office for approximately 3 to 4 weeks at this point. That's where it is. I don't know what she's going to do with it. Commissioner May, what did our internal investigation reveal? It didn't walk out of IT. Commissioner Burgosh, no one admitted it. Wes Moreno, County Administrator, I agree with you that it did not walk out of IT. Mike Kohler, I agree. Commissioner Burgosh, it didn't magically appear on my desk either. I mean, Commissioner Kohler, I agree with that. Indiscernible, simultaneous speaking. There's a lot of that in this transcript, by the way. County Attorney Rogers, guys, she's trying to, and she said at the beginning, mind your P's and Q's. This is all being recorded. And eventually the public will be able to read it, right? Which we are. Lumen May, John and Pam had, County Attorney Rogers, guys, we have to do this one at a time so the court reporter can make a record. And from here on out, but for once or twice where Allison Rogers speaks up, it's a two-party conversation between Mike Kohler, Commissioner for District 2, and Jeff Burgosh, Commissioner for District 1. And so we've decided that John and I are going to play the parts. Instead of telling you what they're saying, we're going to pretend to say it. Okay, so you're going to get to hear it. As theater, so to speak. But before that, it's just a couple seconds early, but John, let's get a quick traffic on the 5 so we can do the rest of this all uninterrupted.
That's right. There was a vehicle crash with roadblock that happened on Diamond Street and Highway 90, so use caution in that area. It's causing some backups both in the east and westbound lanes. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
All right, John. So John is going to play the role of Mike Kohler, County Commissioner, and I'm going to play the role of Jeff Burgosh, County Commissioner. Anytime you're ready, sir.
All right. I think there are probably a lot of people that have it, Jeff. Where will we end up?
By the way, one side note on this, sorry, is there's been a conversation this shade meeting about how many people have it, who they're going to go after. Are they going to add people to the list of targets? Okay. That's kind of been the backdrop to all of this. So as you said, where will it end up? We'll have to see what the judge says. Hopefully Ginger Madden and Greg Marseille will do their jobs. I've requested a meeting. I waited a week. They had it a week. And I called. And then I sent an email. I have still yet to hear from them. I'm not going to let it go. And if they don't do it, I will send a letter to the governor and Ashley Moody. When someone is holding personal identification information, they have full color pictures of my passport, my driver's license, my kids' tax forms. It's a felony. And if they don't do their job, I will send a letter to the governor. I'm not letting it go. And if whoever has it, we're going to add them to this complaint because you can't countenance people doing this. That's how identity theft happens. I've had 3 members of my family have fraud on their accounts now. I'm so happy the board stood up and didn't back down and dismiss this thing because this isn't a 57-105, Allison. It is not. That's the cost shifting legal strategy. What else you got, Mike?
Well, I think you have embellished the story quite a bit.
Not at all. Not even 1%.
Well, let's get to the facts. On September 7th, we had a meeting, right?
Yeah.
Well, you sat on the dais and you said that you had employees out on the base that had it. You went with the attorney and they said you didn't. You didn't tell the board about it. And here's the
what
thing.
What are you talking about? Let me. And County Attorney Rogers jumps in one at a time.
I can read you what you said. Talk to Allison knows what.
I have employees that. One at a time, Allison says.
Let me read you what you have said.
I have employees that I supervise on the base.
So you know that you lied.
I don't lie.
No, you did.
That's bull. Okay, guys, she says again. Show it to me, and I will explain it to you.
On the 7th at 1:11 p.m., you said, I supervise staff 12 to 14 on the base lot.
That's a fact.
Yep, it sure is, and there's a problem with that, because that's illegal, and you should have known that as a supervisor. You should have put a DD-29, one of these, in, which you didn't.
See, you don't know. You're ignorant. I talked to NCIS.
I know you did, and...
You are ignorant.
But that's what you said. Go look at it. So here's your email, and what did you say?
I told them I didn't. Listen.
Here it is, Jeff. Don't you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you for reaching out in a situation. Per our discussion just now, the only Social Security numbers and bank accounts that have been identified in this file are those of myself and my family. No one on the base.
Yeah, but there's...
You embellished the story.
No, I didn't.
To this board and lied to us.
Nope.
Falsified a federal investigation brought against
you. That is a lie.
That is true, and the base CO knows about it, and the only person that doesn't is the NCO. Look, man, you don't tell the truth.
I do tell the truth.
Well, you didn't hear.
Look.
You are a liar.
No. You are a liar.
You.
Guys, Allison Rogers jumps in.
Read your own email,
you,
too.
You.
Jeff Bergosh.
You are not looking at the whole thing to, guys, again, she says, calm down. All right, she doesn't say calm down, but there's indiscernible simultaneous crosstalk is what the county, the court reporter says.
Come on, man.
There is medical information that is considered confidential. I have medical information on my employees that I supervise. I didn't have their Social Security numbers. I never said their Social Security numbers were compromised. I have medical information on employees I supervise at the base. That's a f***ing fact. Get your facts straight. And Allison Rogers says, guys, for purposes of today, the question is limited to whether or not we are adding another defendant. I am of the opinion it sounds like the commissioner is willing to agree that we should wait until we get the judge's order. Is everyone comfortable? Commissioner Bergosh, I never said there were Social Security numbers. It was medical information. Medical information. Medical information. I had employees that had surgeries. I told I had an employee that had cancer.
I can read it.
I said it is protected information, which it is. Their medical information is protected. It would have never been released in a public record, and you know that.
I know you're lying.
You are lying. You. You. You are a lying sack of... County Attorney Rogers. Okay, we're going to Commissioner Bergosh. Yeah, we need to. You better keep your distance, mother. Allison Rogers, we are officially adjourned and off the record. So, one note. The issue they were fighting about there was over the claim that Social Security numbers of personnel that Jeff Bergosh supervised at the base were or were not part of the compromised information, and whether Social Security numbers at all were part of the compromised information, which included apparently medical information and passport photos, and I don't know. He said this stuff a lot, okay? The quote, though, from Jeff Bergosh was, I never said there were Social Security numbers. It was medical information, medical information, medical information. I had employees that had surgeries. I had employees that had cancer, okay? Now, a lot of times I don't cut audio from things that happen in these meetings because I get tired of how often it gets said. Many times Jeff Bergosh claims Social Security numbers. But I do have one example. I know I've heard him say it more than once, but I absolutely do have this one example. This was from September of last year, September 8th, or September 7th, I guess.
Supervised a number of people in the engineering annex out at the base for 5 years. All three of the years in question are in those texts. So, I have employees who would send me information about medical condition, prognosis, if they were calling in sick, things of that nature. There's a lot of medical information about employees of the county, dependents on the county's plan, not to mention Social Security numbers, bank account numbers, access codes, security information that would never, ever be released under any public record request.
So he said Social Security numbers very clearly in public. I have the one case. I'm pretty sure it was more than that many times. So there's that. I don't know what that means for him in terms of that investigation. And I've said before, one of the issues in this case is, you know, why is this information on his phone to begin with? When it seems like it shouldn't be kept on a phone, should have been deleted. I still think that if you have, you're downloading your information and you're asking somebody to help you back it up and then it winds out in public, I think anybody would be infuriated by that. I don't begrudge Commissioner Bragash's frustrations. I agree. Now, did he sign off on permission to that becoming a public record by consenting to the IT department? And all, I mean, yeah, he did. Okay. Would it still feel like a betrayal? I think it probably would. Does that mean they did anything wrong? I don't see how yet. There's a question of who was responsible for redacting elements of the what I consider a public record, the text message file. And I think that's a fair question. But with 60,000 messages and a routine practice of handing people information when they ask for it, I'm not sure that IT bears any responsibility for that. In fact, I would think they don't, especially when there is no real formal policy of how all this stuff was supposed to take place. But the one thing I do wonder is, you know, does that last line constitute a threat? When Commissioner Bragash yells at Mike Kohler, well, it doesn't say yells in the transcript, but one can infer tone. You better keep your distance, mother. Unpleasant word. I mean, he's not threatening him. He's just saying stay away from me, right? But why? Anyway, so there you go. And thus concludes this edition. Oh, somebody says, I would have loved to have heard what went on after the meeting ended. Like in the hallway when the court reporter's not working. Somebody else says, it wasn't a shade meeting. It was a throw shade meeting. Ba-dum-bum-tsh.